from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This bullpen.
This friggin'
bullpen's gonna drive you to drink. And you know what's crazy?
Drink.
Craig Breslow actually did a good job at the deadline. He went out and got two pieces. No, but he got two bullpen pieces where the Garcia guy was pitching great, and he won a battle there. They go and get Sims, and since both of those guys have come here, their numbers where they were to where they are now, those guys have just sunk in the toilet.
Well, hello, everybody. Here's the thing with the Red Sox. This is the thing. This is what I took from that game. Well, no, it doesn't have to be uh-oh. I take all my cues from Cora. Okay.
All right.
I take all my cues.
The guy is paid to be optimistic all the time.
And that is it. And it's, sometimes I wonder if he's gone to the optimistic well too many times. I wonder if he says, you know, because I believe in it. Now it's like he believes in the starting pitching, and he thinks he's going to be okay. That's how he usually ends everything.
Sure.
I think we're going to be okay. Yeah, I believe in this. Okay, now the bullpen doing this, I think we're going to be okay. Hitting like crazy, tons of doubles, blah, blah, blah. You can't finish games. You can't close out games. That's the biggest problem right now. I just wonder if that message is kind of like he's used it too many times. Like at some point in time, like I'm wondering, I don't know, what is there, 38 games left or something like that?
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't right know, around there,
you're
yeah.
about, what, 4.5 back now to Kansas City?
Four and a half back of Kansas City and Minnesota now, because those two teams are tied for 2 and 3 in the wild card spot.
Yeah, there's a big part of me that does want to call it official, you know, officially Dunsky, to call it done. But I'm not going to, because there's a math equation here where if you kind of chart it out, you can literally see how many games they need to win and where they need to be at to still stay relevant, still be in the mix. But it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like they're gonna make it to the end.
No, it feels like the bullpen is going to let them down, and that's why I mentioned the whole Breslow piece of this, because the two guys that he went out and got have been underperforming, and I know it was Kenley Jansen who ended up giving up the bomb last night in that tie game, but if you think about it, the Red Sox were up 2-0, they blow the lead. They're up 4-2 when the dopey manager of Houston makes it so easy for Alex Cora to be able to get Yoshida into the game, and it wouldn't have been a home run at Fenway Park, but it was a home run in Houston, and it's 4-2, And then the defense rears its ugly head once again. And you have, I mean, both sides made a ton of mistakes last night. But it really came down to your all-star caliber closer being on the mound, on the road, in the ninth, in a tie game. And then he gives it up. And when you look at the bullpen numbers, they're gross. Since the all-star break, gross. Listen to this, folks. Here is where the Red Sox rank in the bullpen post-all-star break. ERA, 30th. FIP, 30th. Look it up if you don't know FIP. Some do, some don't. OBA, 30th. They're 30th in home runs allowed. 30th in balls in barrels. 16 meltdowns, which is the most in baseball during that period of time. It's as simple as this. It feels like the pitching plan that has been put together by the pitching people, including Craig Breslow, is either they got the wrong guys, those guys came in and just sucked, or the plan was for only 120 games, and now it's running out for the final 42. That's all I can come up with.
Yeah.
Because this isn't a Cora issue. This isn't a, you know, well, the manager is mismanaging things. They're out there still booting the ball around every once in a while. And to your point, Christian, it feels like the bullpen is allowing this thing to kind of slip away once again.
Yeah, and I feel like, since the trade deadline or the All-Star break, like the most blown saves in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's just.
If there's a bullpen metric after the break, the Red Sox have been pretty bad at it.
Yeah, and it's always like when the year's over, you sit there and you try to figure out, like, what was the difference, what could have made up the difference. And it's going to be all these blown saves, all these opportunities when you had a lead and you couldn't close it out. And it was either one reason or another. And that'll be it. I mean, think about it. You've had 12 of them. If you just only have half, you're still in the lead and you're still in this thing. But they have 12, four more than any other team in Major League Baseball. That's way too many.
And they've overachieved offensively, in my opinion, with the way they played as of the last probably 2 months. They've been hitting. I mean, the offense has not been a problem. Cora has been aggressive in managing them to try to manufacture some runs. And it's just not coming together for this team right now. And you have Kansas City, who I think they was either 8-5 or 8-4. They doubled up the Angels last night. So Kansas City is playing one of the sick animals in the American League and the L.A. Angels of Anaheim, Orange County, and the surrounding areas, while the Red Sox are dealing with one of the hottest teams right now who is trying to make their own push in their own way in the Astros.
I saw this thing. Let me just read this
to you. I didn't know if you were going the Kenley Jansen against Houston numbers.
No.
Because yikes, it ain't good.
So this is from Red Sox payroll. Blue check mark, by the way.
Well, that used to, it used to mean something.
All right, well, tell
now
me if this,
it just
tell
means
me if this
someone
makes
spends $8.99 a month.
Is that all it is?
I think it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have one.
Do I have one?
I think you do.
God, I didn't
or
know
you
I,
did.
I didn't know I was paying
I just
for
bought
that.
Twitter. Now I can DM people.
I didn't
Wait,
know.
Why can't I DM?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You can't.
Last week.
You couldn't DM Matt Judon.
Yeah, what the hell?
Apparently Family Pronoun got all the Judon interviews
know,
in
right?
Boston.
How about that?
I'm not saying a word.
How about that? How did that happen? We can both have the same interview. You go first and I'll go second. All right, here's what I wanted to read you.
Who are you again? What's your name?
If right, probably. Here's because I'm gonna be optimistic. I'm gonna be Alex Cora.
Okay.
Because if I was a player, I would kind of want to know: am I mathematically out of it? Do I, if there's 6 games left in a football season, and it's in order to make for us to make the playoffs, we got to win 4 of the remaining 6. It doesn't matter what order. I feel like I have a better time, managing that mentally. So if the Sox win 2 games, okay, in every series the rest of the season,
okay,
they'll finish with 89 wins. Okay,
wow.
So they need to make up 1 game on the Royals per week the rest of the way to get a wild card spot. Then he says, a silver lining. KC has a brutal next few weeks, which we kind of see the Red Sox are going through right now.
The texter sent in 17 straight games against a division leader or the Twins for Kansas City.
But the math is starting to look harder. Okay, so fine. And I'm not going to go into the players who could or could be coming back, Slayton, Story, Hendricks, and all those guys. But that was one of the things that we talked to Lou about. like, you know, maybe last week, and how the season will end.
Mm-hmm.
The season will end with easier games, and if they need to make up, you know, three games, it's not, you know, it's not crazy to think that they can't do it.
Listen, if the Red Sox end up with 88 or 89 wins and they don't make the playoffs, oh my God. Let's just go back to where we were at the beginning of the year when we were talking about, well, gee, if the young guys can just play well, if the foundation can be laid this year, you can be a couple games under 500, but you're going in the right direction. If you level jump this thing and you get yourself into the mid to the high 80s, now either you start to look at it differently or management will just say this was an overachievement of a season. You had Yoshida come together. You had Duran put together the best year of his career. Tanner Houck and people like that. There is a different way that management can look at it over there if they really want to, if the Red Sox do not make the wild card. But my God, Christian, to think about even uttering that there's a path for them to win 87 or 88 games this year, considering we were hoping to God they would go 81 and 81 and just be a factor in all of this.
Do you think it's a lost cause? Do you think it's a lost cause, honestly? Okay, because I think a lot of people, when they're following this team, you know, they get caught up in the excitement of it. You know, they don't want to give up on the team. And I do feel like this year is different than the last two seasons,
mm-hmm.
where you kind of knew like it was going to fade. And I always felt like this team feels different overall with their foundation, even talking to Cora last week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you think it's a lost cause? Are we just like literally just chasing our tail with this?
You know what? In this one, I don't. And because of the weirdness of baseball, all it takes is 4 days. Where you're good and they're bad. And then a four and a half game lead is shrunk to a game. So right now, no, it's a little too early. If you ask me on September 20th, a month from now, then, you know, some of the die might be already be cast. But no, I mean, in baseball, it happens all the time where there's normally a division that down the stretch, it ends up getting close because of one series that swings it in one direction or another, or a team just ends up having a bad week, or you run into weather quirks, you know? Hey, this game got rained out. Now you're playing a doubleheader and you're burning your bullpen, and then you're going on the road to play a game you got to go play. There's too many weird things that can still happen. But if the Red Sox bullpen keeps pitching like this, it will all be irrelevant and moot at the end of the day because it's Alex Cora's biggest headache right now. And it's our, as fans' biggest headache as well. The, you know, biting the fingernails of the, oh, boy, here we go. We're going to the bullpen. Get ready for the ride. And a texter sends in the thingy of the 774. And good morning to the texters at 37937. A 774 texter. The thing is, we're so close. Hendricks is almost back. Adding them to Slayton too, adding them to the pen makes it so different, but they may come back a few games too late. And that really is true, quite honestly. It really is true at the end of the day that they're that close. They're right there. But is the gap a gulf for them that they're not going to be able to kind of close?
Yeah, so they'll play the Phillies over the weekend. The Royals will. The Guardians, and then they got the Astros, who are just on another level right
yep.
now.
So in the next 2 weeks, this thing can still change. The issue is the Red Sox have to go on a heater of their own. They got to do their part on this, because I think they will get some help along the way in trying to knock down Kansas City.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.